Yes, Instagram is curated and the photos are often highly edited, but it is hard to remember that when you're scrolling, especially if you're a kid. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Marielle Segarra in for Molly Wood. Facebook just announced that it's pausing the rollout of Instagram Kids, a version of the platform for kids under 13, while it works to, quote, demonstrate the value and need for this product. The pause comes after a Wall Street Journal story a couple weeks ago about the company's research on how Instagram affects teens. One finding, a third of teen girls who have body image issues say Instagram makes them worse. Jean Twenge is author of the book iGen, Why Today's Super Connected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood. She says the effects could be worse for even younger kids.
Kids have a much harder time than adults, you know, putting down social media. It's also harder for them to process, oh, you know, those beautiful bodies on Instagram, you know, those are photoshopped and those aren't realistic. That's much harder for a 10 or 11-year-old to process than an older teen.
One thing that Facebook and Instagram say is that kids are already online and they're already using Instagram, and this would be a way, a specific Instagram for kids would be a way for them to do this more safely. What do you say to that?
Well, why not just enforce the existing age limit? Their stated policy is that you have to be 13 to be on the app. That's the law, COPPA from 1998, and it's not enforced. You know, they're smart. They have plenty of smart coders. Why don't they figure out a way to enforce that? That would be a way to start. The other problem is that, you know, 12-year-olds are not going to want to be on baby Instagram. They're going to want to be on big Instagram because they don't want to feel like a little kid anymore. So I'm not even sure that this premise is feasible. And, you know, the things that they've proposed about changing for Instagram for kids, you know, no advertising, I don't think that really solves most of the problems with Instagram, you know, particularly if they have likes and follower counts. You talk to teen girls, that's the first thing they'll tell you. Instagram makes popularity into a number. And you think about how stressful that is for a 16-year-old, then imagine an 11-year-old.
And I mean, do you think it would be possible to, what you were talking about with coding, to enforce the age limit? Like, I'm not really sure how that would work. How do you do that?
I'm not sure how it would work either, but that's for them to figure out. It's their own policy and it's the law. They have to figure out some way to do it. I mean, just off the top of my head, I'm not a coder. One way to do it would be to require parental permission to sign up if you are 17 or younger, the way that has to be done for any kind of other marketing research or survey research. So many other situations you have to have, you know, parental permission. And then perhaps there could be a small charge on a credit card, say of, you know, a cent or something like that in terms of verification. But, you know, they have lots of smart people. They have plenty of people who are smarter than I am, who can figure out how to code things. And it's interesting to me that no one has insisted that they figure that out when we're talking about kids.
How important is this young demographic to Facebook and Instagram in terms of like their growth projections?
Well, you know, the idea always in marketing is to get people hooked early. So if they can get 10-year-olds on the platform, their bet is then they'll continue using the platform as they grow older. And data on that age group is very, very valuable. It's really hard to do marketing and even survey research on younger kids. Usually you have to have parental permission. But hey, you know, they get on Instagram Kids, then you would have access to all of that data about what they're interested in. And that data is worth billions.
One thing I wonder about is, you know, we know the risks of social media platforms like Instagram for kids. In what way might Instagram add value to the life of a child? Like, what is the value proposition here?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think there are some things that social media is very useful for. You know, it can be useful for distant friends keeping in touch with each other. It can often be useful for activism or building a brand. But there's other ways to do that as well. You know, I think we have to think carefully about, well, these benefits, how can we weigh the benefits versus the risks at each stage of life? And for an adult, the benefits might very well outweigh the risks. But when we're talking about young kids, you know, 12 and under, I think then it seems much more clear that the risks are going to outweigh the benefits, especially for a platform like Instagram that places so much emphasis on image.
I wonder, do you think there are any guardrails that could be placed on an Instagram for kids, for instance, that would make the benefits outweigh the costs?
I don't think Instagram in particular can be fixed for younger kids. And given its emphasis on image and likes and followers, I don't think there's a way to fix it when we're talking about very young kids. You know, if they wanted to try to make some changes for minors, say 13 to 17, they could consider maybe hiding the follower count for kids in that age group, or maybe putting a time limit on the number of hours per day that kids can be on the app.
Jean Twenge is author of the book iGen. Facebook declined to comment, but in a blog post, the company said its research also found positive impacts for many teens. And now for some related links. Facebook's blog post shares some other findings. For instance, a sizable percentage of teen girls say Instagram helps them deal with anxiety, loneliness, sadness, and family stress. A Facebook executive will testify in front of Congress this week at a hearing about this very topic, Facebook, Instagram, and kids' mental health. Already, several lawmakers have said that pausing Instagram for kids is not enough. One thing to remember is that what you see on social media, including Instagram, is very often a lie. People who are struggling deeply with anxiety and depression may look like they have perfect lives. We'll share a story that illustrates that from ESPN. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.